This is a public service announcement brought to you by Comatose. School of Public Health is now requesting people who are on physical disability interested in participation in a study of attitudes about death with dignity legislation and willing to be interviewed for 1 to 2 hours. People will be paid $50 for their time. You get a hold of Meredith Mimbler or Pam Fodham at 643-8236, or another number that I do not have written down here, because why do you think I got my name Comatose? It's actually toes in the shape of a comma, but that's another story. But do what you can to contact these two principals through a side number at 643-8236. And go from there. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Let me think. Steve Russell? Steve Russell, I think is his name. And I don't understand. All I remember is telling him that I can get a hold of people I know and contacts with Amnesty International.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I know your profile. I know how sick and fucked up you are. There's nothing you can say or do if you're happy about the pain you cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the profile fits perfectly for this occupation you've got. And then, the cut to the chase on this is very excoriating right now, I tell you about it. It's really depressing, too.
That's a good idea.
The next day, he treat me like a sweetheart. Nice guy thing. Complete schizoid turnaround.
That's called a sadist.
Yeah. Set me up. How are we doing? Need any help? What do you need? They never ask you stuff like that. I'm going, wait a minute here. Is this the same guy as you got a twin brother with the same name? I said, I just all I need is like yesterday. You must be left alone with the same medical treatment everybody else in this ward's got. Because I didn't get, that's the thing. I didn't get my shit until 4 o'clock in the morning. I did not get anything done. The nurse, out of all the time I spent there, I missed the med call. I'm going to show you the paperwork on the time I served in there. Yeah, to show you, to cut to the chase here, that's the judge's name right there.
I've heard that before.
Al Grossman.
And
Grossman.
I substituted, see, I got a substitution of attorney, and I paid for my stupid shit that shows that. I'd been on fixed income. 60 days county jail with 8 days county time served, counting time served, commitment issued. And the Office Plus program.
This was just a few months ago.
Yeah. From May 23rd till sometime in early July. I don't remember.
Well, you can, but you're not.
And that's the attorney, a defense attorney I hired. And, that's all the various shit. They basically, lower contenders were tender. I did not PC convicted, nor can I would have fought this son of a bitch. They didn't give me a chance to make a plea.
What the fuck PC convicted is?
Prisoner, county prisoner, something to that effect. PC. I can't remember. It's all right, by penal code. That's what that is. 647F penal code. That's just a disorderly conduct.
You grew up in Wales.
Okay. But basically, with my big picture here, I hope I'm not sounding like I'm meandering, is that they basically incarcerated me, and maybe oversimplified, but as a spazoid, I kind of say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I had to do the tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for it, because I didn't make meetings, because I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
One of the seizures I had was so severe that, because I also have back injuries, I'm on disability. Mm-hmm. It's all on file with SSI and all that mm-hmm. shit. Everyone's on, I'm not one of these people who work SSI to get disability.
I am.
Huh?
You have your
nothing.
Information yet?
I heard that.
I feel
that was a movement for a long time there. You could find doctors and, yeah. You know,
it's my calling. I feel I do better do better work. I'm a better American by being here for people who are less advantaged and giving them a voice.
Do you feel guilt?
I love guilt. I was raised in the Catholic. I get it.
Okay.
Speaking of mercenary, I had in this gay news group, someone brought brought up, said, I know everybody's talked about how or when they came out of the closet, but I'd like to know if you feel with hindsight, everyone feels with hindsight, they could have done it better, come out of the closet.
Good question.
So I posted back, I said, I came out of the closet to my mother in a phone booth 3,000 miles away.
Wow.
Right. And at that time I was homeless and definitely part of the counterculture in 1973, catching the tail end of the free speech movement.
Right. I have a better term.
I said I felt much better being as far away as possible from my dysfunctional family. Now they say they still love me, they accept me for being gay,
don't
blah blah blah.
It.
No, I don't.
Denial.
But basically they're ashamed to even bring it up to families or whatever and stuff like that. So I don't want to be around these people, right? I even changed my name.
Wow, you did. You went to the courthouse and did that?
No, you have to, in California, in most states, you don't have to go to court.
You got to go to City Hall.
No, all you have to do is go to the DMV, say you lost your license or whatever. And
that's not legally sanctioned, though.
Yes, it is. And there's a portion that says you're changing your name. Yes. And you do that, and then
I thought previous name instead of something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, okay, you can't, like, there's certain things legally that I could run a whole list of things.
You can change your name. In most states, you can just change your name by just using the new name and not going back. That's legal, too.
That's the AKA thing, yeah.
Well, anyway, so I said, but could I have come out of the closet in a better way with hindsight? Yes, I supposed to, but back then, I did not have the resources to hire a SWAT team mafia to go there and convince my family they should celebrate my being gay every year during Gay Pride Week. Come to think of it, I still don't have the resources to do that. Spare change, anyone? I sort of get a kick out of that.
So what did you call your mom, though, the first time?
Oh, this is 73.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is...
My father never talked to me anyway. It's always my mother answering the phone.
Did he talk to you in this instance?
Oh, no, no.
I think
no,
I was rough with him.
No, he said he doesn't want to deal... I was an unwanted child. I wasn't wanted. I was a burden on the family expense. And my father let me know this. My father let me know this. As a kid, he'd always say, you're such a loser, you're a weakling, you're not like your brother. My brother was a jock, and here I was suffering all these weird allergies and sicknesses and heart problems.
Almost strong survive kind of posture.
Yeah. Well, so now my brother's a fat old fart, probably going to keel over any year now from a heart attack, and I'll survive long enough.
Wow. Are both your parents alive?
Yes, they're still
kicking, huh?
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Yeah, and, 80s. My mother had me at 33.
My mom had me at 17.
Uh-huh.
But the reason why I'm asking this is there any way you can, like, rub their noses in their fucking... posturing with your upbringing and they haven't come to
I told them 10 years ago. I sent them a letter. I said, "It was wrong what you did to me as a child. It caused a lot of psychological problems for years and years. Kept me from pursuing a career, getting a decent job or whatever. Because my father and dad used to tell me that I'm a loser, I'll never make it, and stuff like that. That when you're that young, you don't know anybody, so it gets all suppressed and causes
problems. Yeah.
You know what my mother said on the phone a few weeks later? Oh, your father never meant any of that.
A kid doesn't know that.
Right.
The hell he didn't.
She knew. Now, basically, what she was saying, yes, I knew that was going on because the fact that she didn't deny it. So what happened?
Wait
though,
a minute. How? What was the evidence of that?
Because she said he never meant it. That means she's agreeing. Well, yes, he did that.
She wasn't there to overhear it.
She was. She knew what was going on.
Did she know what was going on your sexual proclivities?
No. Well, once she told me, she thought I might have been homosexual. She thought, I said, why'd you think that? Because when I fix tea, you always set the teacup down gently. She took me to my family doctor, Dr. Lebowski, who I just love. He was like absolutely handsome. I just loved him touching me. He was lying back. He was just a handsome Polish guy, just gorgeous. And he protected me. He said, I mean, I realized with hindsight.
Can I tell you something that you may not know?
What?
When you come from my world, which is not much different than yours, there's a certain intuitive thing that I can say men are or aren't. But I really don't know, because I think it's so subjective when it comes just to any gender sort of thing. How does that help you?
How does what help me?
I have no perspective. I have no ability to be able to discern attractive from unattractive.
With, well,
in regards to men.
Oh, sure you do. Because I can do that with women, even though I'm repulsed by having sex with women.
The reason why